Blog Talk Radio.
Giants fans, and welcome to the first edition of Big Blue View Radio for the 2018 calendar year. I'm your host, Ed Valentine, editor and lead blogger at Big Blue View. Hope everyone had a great holiday and a happy new year. I do apologize. It's been a little bit more than 2 weeks since we've done an episode, but the holidays and some family things took precedence over the last couple of weeks. So with that said, it's time now to get back to discussing New York Giants football. We haven't actually done a show, I don't believe, since the season ended. And a great deal, of course, has happened. The Giants, as many expected, as was sort of anticipated, hired Dave Gettleman, former Giants executive and for 4 years general manager of the Carolina Panthers, as their GM. They did so right before the end of the season. That was no big surprise. The Giants chose not to wait. They chose to go ahead and hire Gettleman, who was really the favorite all along, so that they could move forward as soon as the season ended with the head coaching search, which is going on right now. Let's get caught up a little bit on that head coaching search. As I tape this today, it's Tuesday, January 9th. Today is the day that Carolina Panthers defensive coordinator Steve Wilks is expected to be in East Rutherford interviewing with the Giants. Significantly, all of the interviews to this point, of which there have been five, significantly in all of those cases, John Mara, Dave Gettleman, and Kevin Abrams, the assistant general manager, have handled those interviews. Significantly, I believe, we got word today that co-owner Steve Tisch will participate in the Wilks interview. That's significant, you know, in that it shows interest in Wilks. It shows a ratcheting up of the process. Steve Tisch is more of the, I don't want to say silent partner in the Giants, but he's the one who's more distant. John Mara is there every single day in the building. When people think of the Giants owner, they think of John Mara. But Steve Tisch is also, 50% owner and has a huge voice when it comes to whatever decisions get made. So his presence in this interview is, for me, a very significant indicator. It's my belief at this point, you know, from the folks that I've talked to, from what I've been able to read from other sources and, you know, from some of my own information that I've been able to gather, that Wilks is a very serious candidate for this job. Wilks does not have prior head coaching experience. John Mara had said that that is something he would prefer. Wilks has also only been a defensive coordinator for 1 year. So there is a little bit perhaps of an experience issue with Wilkes. But we'll see if he can impress Giants ownership enough, lay out enough of a plan for how he would lead, for how he would reconstruct the Giants offense, for the kind of staff he would put together. Let's see if he can put together enough of a plan to impress the Giants. If he can, because of his connection with Dave Gettleman, since both were together in Carolina for 4 years, you have to think that that he would be at the top of the list in terms of possibilities. The other guy who seems intriguing that they've interviewed is Pat Shurmur, the offensive coordinator in Minnesota. I was told that Shurmur was impressive when he spoke with the Giants. The catch with Shurmur, I think at this point, he does have head coaching experience. He's been an offensive coordinator in several places. The catch with Shurmur is the belief that he would like to bring Minnesota quarterback Case Keenum, who's a journeyman having a marvelous year for the Vikings this year. But there's a belief that he would like to bring Case Keenum, who's also a free agent this year, with him wherever he goes. And that may not dovetail with the way that Dave Gettleman and John Mara and Steve Tisch see the quarterback situation for the Giants. So we'll see what happens. As for the New England coordinators, Josh McDaniels and Matt Patricia, I'm not sure I see that at this point. I don't think McDaniels, I don't think McDaniels in the end is actually going to leave New England. I think that Patricia at this point seems like a favorite in Detroit. So for me at this point, I'm thinking that it comes down to Wilkes and perhaps Shurmur, but we'll see. There are no guarantees. There's no telling. You know, you hear different things from different people. So we'll see what happens there. As for all the Bill Belichick chatter, that's all that was a bunch of chatter, a bunch of internet speculation, pie in the sky dreams. Belichick sort of put an end to that today, or not today, yesterday, when he told the media during a conference call that he absolutely intended to coach the New England Patriots next year, and he shut down any talk about the Giants. So you can dream about that if you want, but that's just not really a realistic scenario at this point in time. Let's turn our attention to a couple of other items with the Giants, that go beyond the coaching search, that go into the idea of what the Giants will look like in 2018. One of the things that came up today, there was an ESPN piece, off-season piece, looking at the biggest needs for each team going into 2018. And the one that they listed for the New York Giants was very predictable, was finding a competent left tackle. And I agree with that, although I would say that it's not just finding a left tackle. It is the need is constructing a competent professional offensive line. When you look at the New York Giants, at this point in time, all five positions on the offensive line are up in the air. We have no idea who will play anywhere on the offensive line. Justin Pugh is a free agent. Weston Richburg is a free agent. Brett Jones, who filled in for Weston Richburg, is a restricted free agent. DJ Fluker is a free agent. You know, Eric Flowers has been a failure for 3 years, and he's also sort of a symbol of the issues with the Reese McAdoo era that the Giants are trying to move away from. The Giants cut Bobby Hart at the end of the season, before the final game, so we don't know who the right tackle is going to be. We have no idea what the offensive line is going to look like. What I wanted to talk about now is Flowers for just a minute. In writing about the ESPN piece at Big Blue View, I said that there is no way that Eric Flowers can be the left tackle next season. And there was a comment on the site in that article asking why. Let me address that here. Okay. I see really a few reasons. First and foremost, the reality of the situation is Eric Flowers is not a very good offensive tackle at the NFL level. We've had 3 years to see that Eric Flowers still hasn't gotten much better. He still has massive technique issues. He still stands up too straight. He still doesn't move incredibly well. He still has problems with placing his hands. He's still just not very good. Now, this year, Flowers did put together a string of games where he played a little bit better. He put together a string of games where he didn't give up a sack. I am not sure what the exact number was. It might have been 318, 320 straight snaps, which was the longest streak in the NFL while it was going on. But in the end, Flowers graded out poorly. In the end, he gave up 6.5 sacks, which is a career worst for him in 3 years of less than adequate play. His run blocking wasn't good. So really, you simply can't look at Eric Flowers and say it's a good idea for him to remain at left tackle and you build the rest of the offensive line around him. I would be stunned, to be honest with you, if that is the plan, if that is the way that this turns out for the New York Giants heading into the 2018 season. The second reason is reliability. Now, we don't know all of the details of exactly what happened with the Bobby Hart release. The Giants tried to say it was because he had an ankle injury and wasn't going to be available to play. I'm not buying that at all, because if he just had an ankle injury and couldn't play and needed a roster spot, you don't cut him. You don't cut a guy that started a bunch of games for you with only a couple of days left in the season. In fact, 1 day left in the season, since they cut him on Saturday and played their final game on Sunday. You just put him on IR. All right. So there were attitude issues with Bobby Hart. There were problems. He had apparently refused to play. He had also apparently dragged Eric Flowers into the muck of that whole situation. The reality of it is Hart and Flowers, for the last couple of years, have been like two peas in a pod. They're always together. They spent all of last season working out together. They're best buddies. It seems like, Hart kind of leads Flowers around a little bit, which seems odd since Flowers is the first round pick and Hart was a seventh round pick. But if I had to pick a dominant person in that relationship between the two of them, I would say that it was always Bobby Hart. I don't know. I wasn't in the room. I don't know exactly what happened, but I'm not buying that Eric Flowers missed the final game of the season simply because of a groin injury. He played through that groin injury much of the season. I'm thinking there's a lot more to that. And for me, Flowers, if there is truth to the fact that he, like Bobby Hart, really didn't want to play in this game, you know, really had been an issue at practice. Then what you have here is a situation where the guy who is asked to protect your quarterback's blind side has, in my view, basically abdicated that trust. He's basically said, you scream from the mountaintop, I'm not a guy who's reliable. I'm not a guy who can be counted on. I'm not a guy who's a true professional. I'm about me and what I want and what I care about. And, you know, for me, that would be the second reason is you have to have someone at your tackle spots, not just at your tackle spots, all across the roster. You have to have people you can rely on. You have to have people who are professional. You have to have people who think about the team, not just about themselves. Well, and we saw way too much of that this season with the Giants, and you need to move away from that. And the third reason, when I look at why Eric Flowers can't or shouldn't or won't, however you want to put it, be the left tackle for the Giants next season is about symbolism. Now, I understand, I've talked to, you know, several different offensive line experts, people that know this topic and the techniques and what it takes far better than I ever will. And I understand that if you have technique problems on the left and you go to the right, that doesn't necessarily solve anything. You're just dragging your technique problems to the other side of the line. Okay, so... And maybe you're making things worse because then you have to relearn your stance. You have to relearn your footwork. So I get that. The symbolism of this, though, is that Jerry Reese got fired as general manager. Jerry Reese's biggest failing over the years on the face of it. Jerry Reese's biggest failing was the inability to put together a functional, competent offensive line. Whether you want to say he tried to do that and failed, or whether you want to say he simply ignored it and chose to try to do other things, doesn't matter. There's probably some truth to both sides of that equation. I don't think Jerry Reese ever evaluated offensive line talent very well. I think he preferred to build teams another way, which I have always maintained was a mistake. Now, Eric Flowers is basically the poster child for the failure of the Jerry Reese era. Dave Gettleman was brought to the Giants as a guy whose reputation is as a top-notch talent evaluator. He will tell you and did tell you in his introductory press conference that the offensive line is critical to him, that rebuilding it is one of his biggest priorities, if not his absolute biggest priority. For me, the simple symbolism, if the Giants were to leave Eric Flowers at left tackle going into next season, would simply be that we haven't really fixed this offensive line. We're still in the same phase where we're still trying to figure out if Eric Flowers can play left tackle. We're still trying to patch this thing together. Symbolically, if you're going to address this offensive line, Eric Flowers has to play right tackle if he plays at all. You have to make that move and say, first and foremost, we're going to start by finding a different offensive tackle up to put on the left side, and then we're going to build the rest of the offensive line, whether that includes Flowers at right tackle or elsewhere. I just don't think that you can leave him there. I think the symbolism of that is something that I think that Gettleman wants to move on from. You want to move away from the connections to the failings of the previous regime. So I really don't think there's much, if any, chance that Eric Flowers is going to be your right tackle going into the 2000, or going to be your left tackle going into the 2018 season. With that said, Giants fans, I think we will call it a show for our first podcast of 2018. We hope to be coming to you much more regularly. We'll try to get to you at least once a week, maybe twice a week. I would think that our next show will come in reaction to whatever the Giants choose to do as head coach. And there's a strong possibility, I think, that decision could get made this week if the Giants really like what they hear today from Steve Wilks. If Pat Shurmur is their guy, he also has other options. So you'd want to move pretty quickly on either of those guys. If they decide that they haven't heard what they want or need to hear, and if they need to expand their search, then it could go a little bit longer. I'm not sure who else they would be interested in looking at. Maybe Jim Schwartz from the Philadelphia Eagles. Maybe Philadelphia offensive coordinator John DeFilippo. Maybe they would look at some college guys. I'm really not sure at this point how the candidate pool would expand if it indeed does expand. But if anything happens, if the puff of blue smoke comes from 1925 Giants Drive in East Rutherford and the Giants name a coach, we will come back to you and talk about that. And with that said, Giants fans, take care, and we will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.